Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up to Purpose with your host, John Stanko. This program will help you find your purpose and, more importantly, how to make your purpose work for you. And now, here's John Stanko.
Hello out there in internet land. I'm just looking at my screen here and trying to figure out, well, I'm not really trying to figure out, just wondering how all this works. I have a number I call into, and then I have a PIN code that I have to put in. And if I have a guest, they have another number. And they gave me a countdown, and when it got to a voice comes on and it says your show will go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then I have picked the default opening, so automatically the opening audio clip plays. I just say, how does it work? who figured all this out? And when I look at the Blog Talk Radio site, there are, dare I say, I mean, hundreds, maybe thousands of shows. So this is being replicated over and over again. And I think this is since I restarted last year my 111th show. And I think of the 111, I've had three problems. I remember one, and they may have been on my end. It may have been the internet. It wasn't the software. Well, maybe five times. So 95% of the time, and I'm just finishing grading all my class papers for two classes. So 95 is an A. So that's a good percentage to be working. Anyway, however it works, I'm just glad it does, and I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that you're here whenever you are here. It was a year ago, as I am recording this, that I was in the process of coming home from Florida, and my wife and I stopped at the store. It was a Thursday, and we came home with our groceries, and we've gone shopping almost every Thursday since, and that's about the only place we've gone for a year. Little did we know. Little did we understand the scope. I think we were hoping, okay, there was going to be a lockdown for a couple months, and then when the fall, August started to come and school was going to start and it was going to get back to normal, and it's still not back to normal, and I don't think it'll be back to what we knew as normal, if ever back to that, before the end of this year. But anyway, what a difference a year has made, and I hope it has been a good difference for you, although it has not been easy. And if you have been sick, or if you have lost a loved one, my condolences over that loss. And if you were sick and survived, I praise the Lord that he touched you and renewed your being. So anyway, I had promised last shows that I did before I had Jim Newsom on as my guest two shows in a row, that I was going to finish the message that I had started for my church that was called Kingdom Fruit. And what I had done when I delivered that message a number of years ago, told everybody in the congregation, I don't have time to finish the message, and it was designed like that so that they had to join me that evening on social media, on Facebook. And it was a huge success. I think but when all was said and done, I had about 1,500 viewers that had watched the message. And so, ironically, I was ignorant at that time and didn't know how to save the show, so that is lost, but I have the notes. And so I thought we would go over it today. It's actually, I wrote it in the form of a Monday memo that I posted called Where's Your Fruit? And this was August the 20th of 2017. So When I had delivered the message, Kingdom Fruit, in Matthew 21:43, it says, Jesus said, therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. And so that must have shocked his listeners, because they believed they had the sole proprietary rights to the kingdom, because God had appeared to Abraham and they had so much spiritual history with the Lord as his people, as his covenant people, that when he said, the kingdom is going to be taken away from you and given to people who will bear its fruits. So we would hope to be those people, but how can we know what fruit he expects unless we give some thought to what the fruit is and make an attempt to define it so that we can evaluate whether that fruit is present in our life, our lives. So what I wrote more than 3 years ago, titled, Where's Your Fruit? I preached in all five services of my home church this past weekend. The title of the message was Kingdom Fruit, and in my message I discussed the need for each citizen of God's kingdom to bear fruit as Jesus warned in Matthew 21:43. And it really was a warning. It's not optional. It said, therefore I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people who will produce its fruit. So if you missed that message, you can go on my mobile app and look under Preach Messages, and you'll see Kingdom Fruit. If you want to watch it or if you want to listen to it, you can access my blog radio archives and see the message. It's Clash of Kingdoms and Kingdom Fruit. Now, I go on in the Monday memo to write the fruit process. I reflected this past week on what it takes for actual edible fruit to be produced. Here are some thoughts on the matter. Number one, fruit is fragile and conditions must be right for it to come forth. Climate, soil, free from frost, not too much rain or too little. The same is true for spiritual fruit. The conditions must be right. You must nurture those conditions. Number two, fruit starts with a blossom, which is pretty and fragrant, but it's only the beginning. There are many believers who blossom and have great potential to bear fruit, but that potential must be nurtured. It's interesting, the blossoms die, and in their dying, they give way to the fruit. Number three, if fruit is eaten before it is ripe, it can be toxic if harvested prematurely. The same is true for spiritual fruit. It requires maturity for it to taste best. And there's just no shortcuts to maturity. Number four, fruit is meant for two things, to be consumed by others or to produce seed so that more fruit can be produced. All spiritual fruit is for the benefit of other people to consume as they need it. However, let me add that every farmer is free to partake of the crops that they raise. So there is a benefit to those who produce the fruit, but the majority of the fruit is usually for other people, or it's to re-sow so that another harvest can be had. Number five, fruit usually has a short lifespan. It must be consumed quickly or it will rot and go to waste. No one knows how many days they have to bear fruit, so it must be produced and distributed with a sense of urgency. And number six, fruit requires an ongoing process of pruning and fertilizing its source, or bad or anemic fruit will be produced. Believers must continue to nurture themselves spiritually if they are to continue to bear more and better fruit. Now, another subheading, the research is in, and I spent some time reading what others have written about fruit, and one thing is certain. Most people have described what fruit is like, just as I did above, but they are hesitant to come out and say what we should be looking for in our lives that can be called or designated fruit. Some do say that it is souls saved or people we lead to the Lord. Yet, if truth be told, most people do not lead many others to the Lord. Others say it is a vibrant prayer life. But is fruit defined as the number of prayers a believer says in his or her lifetime? And would it be the answers to prayer? Finally, some identify fruit as correct doctrine, but that makes fruit an intellectual pursuit. I discuss in my message what I believe fruit is not. That's my message on Kingdom Fruit. So you can access it to hear more. I cover the thought that fruit is what is described in Galatians 5:10, usually referred to as the fruit of the Spirit. Therefore, below I offer my definition of kingdom fruit and challenge you to identify what this fruit is in your life. Once you identify it, or if you already know what it is, then I challenge you to determine how you can be even more fruitful. But first, Here is the definition. Okay, drum roll, please. Listen carefully. Following your joy. What is fruit? Fruit is following your joy as you combine your God-given gifts, creativity, purpose, experience, interests, and sustained effort in a way that produces something of value for the benefit of others and yourself. Spiritual fruit is following your joy. So joy is an important component. As you combine your, you mix together, this is the recipe, your gifts, your creativity, your purpose, your experience, your interests, curiosities, and it's sustained effort in a way that produces something of value for the benefit of others and yourself. So that's the recipe. What comes out of the recipe? Whatever the mix is of the ingredients, and your mix is going to be different than my mix, so the fruit is going to vary from person to person. So let me go on. I write, my fruit is comprised of the books I have written, the libraries I've helped establish in Kenya, the classes I have taught at university, the devotionals I have written, published, and posted on social media for many years, and the seminars I have conducted on purpose and creativity. Oh, yes, and as the Spirit has produced this fruit in my life, it has translated into tangible expressions of empathy for others in painful and difficult situations to which I formerly paid little attention. Let me close with this thought. All fruit is measurable and measured. We speak of fruit as a cluster, a bunch, a peck, a half bushel, a pound, a kilo, an acre, or a hectare. Therefore, I assume that your fruit, even though it's spiritual, must be measurable as well. This week, spend some time praying and thinking about the question, what is my fruit? And then follow the answer up with another, how can I produce more of it? If you persevere in seeking the answers, you will bear the fruit of the kingdom in your life that God expects and enjoys. Have a blessed week. See, the fruit of the kingdom is under the direction of the king. The king has designated your patch of ground. So therefore, the king directs and operates it, directs it, and expects you to operate in it with faith, applying who you are, your gifts, your experience, your perspective, your calling. I mean, throw anything in the mix you want. But there is to be some tangible evidence of what the king has and is speaking and directing in your life. And so, what's your fruit? I was reflecting on John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch from me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So we've often heard that no fruit, no abiding in Jesus, no fruit. But think of what it means. Abiding in Jesus, much fruit. That's just a fact of spiritual life. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. So I was just doing a Facebook Live saying our job is not to pray. Our job is to get answers to prayer. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples. Now, let me use it because I want to close, and I want to take a long time. Verse 15 of John 15, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. So, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, it's not about what we believe. It's about what we do with what we believe and what we produce with what we believe. So, where's your fruit? What are you producing? What are you bearing from your relationship with the vine, with the Lord? And so, you know, it's an interesting thought, and I have made an effort. I just shared it with you. My books, my travels, my seminars, and other things, I'm always trying to measure my fruit. I'm always looking. I look for this show. How many listeners? What were the most popular ones? What was it touching in people's lives? Why did it get such a response? Where can I replicate it, duplicate it, so that it can touch as many or more people? I'm always looking to evaluate fruit. And fruit is not staying out of trouble. Fruit is not robbing banks. It is not watching objectionable movies, or it's not using bad words. It is something tangible. It is something that, as I said in my definition, is produced for the benefit of the consumption of other people that you can also benefit from and consume yourself. Well, I fulfilled my promise. I said I was going to come back and give you the definition of fruit, and now I have. And so I want to encourage you to take it seriously and share this brief podcast with other people. You can do that through the link, or you can download this and share it, however it's most convenient for you. But I'll be back again soon, either with a guest or with another some other thoughts that I have. Until then, this is John Stanko, your host, signing off. And until we're together again, you be about the work of purpose in your life. So long for now.
Thanks again for listening to Wake Up to Purpose with John Stanko. To get in touch with John, you can go to www.purposequest.com or write him at johnstanko@gmail.com.